Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 890. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host of the show. Welcome back to another special Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your questions. On the other days, I read health and fitness blogs to you like an audiobook. Now, if you want your question answered right here on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask or call in your question by dialing 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Now, you may wonder, well, why should I bother sending him a question? Well, first of all, it makes me very happy to listen to and answer your questions, so it makes my day. But second, I want to make sure that you feel like you get correct information here. I like to get rid of some of these health myths that are out there. You may wonder what qualifies you to do that. I do have my Doctor of Public Health degree with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree with an emphasis in health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I hold 4 faculty positions at various higher education institutions. I spend most of my time as an assistant professor at California State University, San Bernardino, where I teach nutrition students. I've also published research on the effects of diet when it comes to weight management and weight loss. I've also presented at national conferences and have been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on all of these wonderful behaviors and things I talk about on this podcast, like nutrition, stress management, fitness, all of those things. Oh, and before I forget, because I know I will, I've been doing a bit of holiday trivia every day this month. Well, pretty much every day. Wednesdays, I still leave for our inspirational quote. So here is our holiday trivia for today. How long have candy canes been around for? Well, according to the National Confectioners Association, the first record of candy canes in America goes all the way back to 1847. I personally liked that bit of trivia because I'm a huge candy cane fan. I like the traditional candy canes. I don't like the fancy, like, fruity ones and stuff. Just give me the peppermint ones and I'm happy. All right, enough about that. Let's hear today's question and start optimizing your life.
I just started weight training and I'm very, very sore for days afterward. I'm wondering if that's just because I'm a beginner, if that's because I'm going too hard, or if it's just part of weight training and I'll always be very, very sore. I'm so sore that I feel like I can't do regular activities in the days following my workout. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, Jessica. Thank you for your question. From beginners to elite athletes, soreness is something we all deal with from time to time. Many times on this podcast, I've shared how certain family members of mine think my shoulders need to be bigger, since, in their opinion, they're dwarfed by some of my other features. Well, I have been on this total body high-intensity workout kick lately, so I really hadn't been working specific body parts until the comment was made about my small shoulders. I hopped back into the weight room and worked just my shoulders for about an hour. The next day, my shoulders were on fire. Is this normal? And now what? Did I cause permanent damage? Should I rest my body and allow it to heal? Here's the deal. Soreness is very common, particularly among beginners. First, I must mention that muscles feel sore because there has been some damage to the muscle. Now, don't get me wrong. This is not a bad thing. Soreness simply means that you broke down some of your old muscle because you pushed yourself, which is a good thing up to a point, and now your body is repairing that muscle, which actually leads to muscle growth and improved strength. Sometimes, though, folks mistake soreness for an injury or vice versa. they mistake an injury, oh, it's just muscle soreness. So it's important to know your body. If a muscle tears too much, it can lead to permanent damage. So that's why we say some soreness is okay, but too much pain may mean some serious damage was done. If the soreness doesn't seem to go away and the pain lingers, an injury may have occurred. In this case, it's best to be evaluated by a physician. Now, the type of soreness you described, Jessica, is often referred to as delayed onset muscle soreness, or DOMS. This refers to the fact that after a workout, you may not feel sore right away. I know for me, when I hop off the bike or row machine or leave the weight room after a particularly grueling shoulder workout, I often don't feel sore right away. Don't get me wrong, I feel tired for sure, but not sore. The soreness doesn't kick in until a day or sometimes 2 days later. This is why it's called delayed onset muscle soreness. Researchers have discovered that the longer it takes the soreness to kick in, the more muscle damage that may have occurred. It sounds like the kind of soreness you're experiencing, Jessica, is quite intense, so much so that it's preventing you from performing optimally in other areas of your life. This tells me that you may need to decrease the intensity or duration of your workouts. I don't want you to feel so sore that you are miserable for days after. The goal of exercise is to help you feel your best. Because this isn't happening, go ahead and cut back for now. Let your body adapt to the new routine, then slowly increase your intensity or duration over time. Now, there are a couple of ways to speed up the healing process for sore muscles. One, you could work out that same group of muscles again, but at a much lighter intensity and a shorter duration. For example, my shoulders were definitely sore after my hour-long shoulder-specific workout. The next day, to speed up the healing and recovery process, I performed shoulder presses with some dumbbells using a much lighter weight. My goal was one set of 15 to 20 repetitions. After that, I performed one set of some dumbbell lateral raises, again using a very light weight with a goal of 15 to 20 repetitions. And lastly, I performed barbell upright rows with, you guessed it, a light weight and high reps. So why is this helpful? Working the same groups of muscles again brings more blood to those areas. Increasing blood flow is key because blood brings important nutrients to help heal those tissues. Two, use a combination of ice and heat on your sore areas. Some have said that for sore muscles, you need to ice them. Others will tell you to sit in a jacuzzi for 30 minutes. Well, which one is it? Turns out both are correct. A combination of hot and cold can help muscle soreness. The sweet spot is pressing a cold pack that's been wrapped in a towel against the muscles for about 15 to 20 minutes. Then apply 15 minutes of heat using a wet towel or a heating pad to that same area. You can repeat this cycle up to 6 times over the next 48 hours. Now, why is this helpful? Researchers aren't exactly sure, but somehow the combination of the cold, which will reduce inflammation, and heat, which will bring more blood to the area, helps speed up the healing process. Three, take time for warm-ups and cool-downs. I've talked about this before. A warm-up may be valuable because it gets your muscles ready for the upcoming activity. I say maybe because there has been some debate about this recently. Most experts in the field believe that a warm-up can only help you and not harm you. A proper warm-up should involve major body parts and be performed at a light to moderate intensity. If today's a cardio day, for example, and you plan on going for a run, then warm up first by walking, then lightly jogging. Before performing resistance exercises, you can also walk or jog for about 5 minutes. Then, before you work a particular set of muscles, perform one set using a light weight. A cool down also prevents injury and will help stabilize blood pressure and heart rate after the workout. Sometimes abruptly stopping a really tough workout can make us feel a little dizzy or lightheaded. A cool down can help prevent or relieve those symptoms. And the recommendations for cool downs are very similar to the warm up. Perform a lighter intensity cardiovascular movement like walking for about 5 minutes. But here's a big difference between a warm up and a cool down. The cool down is actually the best time to perform some of those static or holding stretches. That can also help relieve some soreness. So tip number 4 is to stretch. Again, at a minimum, you can stretch after a warm up, but it's even better to stretch after the cool down. And ideally when you stretch, use all of the major muscle groups like your leg, chest, back, and shoulders, but gently stretch those that are sore. If you can fit some stretching in 2 to 3 days each week, that'd be great. Better is 5 to 7 days per week. Now, when stretching those muscles, pull them until you feel some tightness. Mild discomfort is the goal, not pain. Hold that mild discomfort for 15 to 30 seconds. Stretch those muscle groups 2 to 4 times. It doesn't need to be the same exact stretch. For example, there are like 15 different ways to stretch your hamstrings. Same for your quads. Use different methods, but stretch that group of muscles at least twice during the same session.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I wish you a speedy recovery, Jessica, and again, thank you for the question. You'll be entered into a very small raffle on the first of every month to win a book. And if you want to submit a question and be a part of our raffles, you can call in your question by using the number 61-I-LOVE-OHD, or you can submit your audio question at oldpodcast.com/ask. That'll let you record your question, listen back to it, and then submit it to us. Again, that's at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, that's another week of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. Have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you back here on Monday where your optimal life awaits.